Jesse Stewart here. It's time for this week's Caregiver Corner, brought to you by SageLink. Joining us in studio, Lark Trigstad. Lark, good to see you.
Good morning. It's a little dark out there.
Yes, a little bit, but we'll get through it. We'll be all right.
All right.
Looking at today's Caregiver Corner, you got me talking about a tackle box.
Yeah, there you go.
When I think of a tackle box, I'm thinking fishing, Lark. So what is a caregiver tackle box?
Well, I read about a case manager who recommended getting a storm tackle box for caregivers ready with emergency supplies because there has been so much in the news about weather preparedness. Clever thought, huh?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea for anyone, I would think.
Well, the items seem logical, but she suggested putting in the top compartments hearing aid and flashlight batteries, flashlight. This is a great idea. An old pair of prescription glasses, mm-hmm. antiseptic wipes, Band-Aids, vital medication, insulin syringes. And, insulin's only safe for about 30 days at room temperature. So she advised when your current insulin bottle is getting low, place that one in your tackle box each month.
And that's a great idea. And looking as well at the tackle box, it's big. You got the large compartment as well, and some things to think about putting in there. A disposable thermal blanket, dry socks, several plastic bags, two large trash bags that can be used as ponchos, some snacks, duct tape, and
of course, duct tape.
Yeah, you got to have duct tape. Keep some bottled water next to your tackle box for drinking and personal care. All kind of just common sense things, but the key here is planning ahead.
Exactly. And, beyond an emergency kit, a tackle box could be used at home to store scissors, sharps, keys, or other valuables tucked and locked away to avoid misuse or injury by a confused family member.
And we've talked about people, whether it's me or Tim on the show, who have memory and thinking problems, placing scissors or letter openers, sometimes in some unusual places unintentionally.
That's right. And another idea for family caregiver who does not live with the family member they are caring for is what I always call my mom and dad bag. I've prepared a bag with a change of clothes, overnight supplies, and my own medication, and very handy if one is called on for help in a minute's notice.
Just like a Girl Scout, Lark, is always prepared.
I know. But recently in California, this is interesting, the Stanford Center on Longevity Design Challenge showcased future tackle box ideas, and their competition was a culmination of more than a year's work by university-based teams from around the world. Its purpose was to develop innovative ways to maximize independence for people with cognitive impairment, a bit more high-tech than our simple solutions.
Practical information to plan ahead. It may not be high-tech, but just like many caregiving issues, we always thought there would be more time. It's good to kind of be prepared.
Exactly. And that goes to do with everything, including advanced directives. So let's tackle it. Now.
Let's tackle it right now.
Yeah.
We'll go from fishing to football.
Let's tackle
it right now. Lark, again, I know SageLink always provides great information here on the Caregiver Corner.
And the same thing applies. Practical information available 24/7 at northiowasagelink.com.
Lark, there you go. Appreciate seeing you this morning.
I'm going to beat the rain.
You're going to beat the rain. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Lark Trigstad joining us here on this week's Caregiver Corner.